everybody. It is Zip Mouth. Of course, y'all know today is Tuesday. I don't know what happened last Tuesday. Y'all know what? First of all, my guest had canceled, right? And then I completely forgot it was Tuesday. What happened was those kids was out of school Monday. And then that kind of threw me off. Or was that last week? I don't remember. But either way, if you go to my YouTube channel, you'll see that I still do podcasts. Some of them I don't do. I don't post to like Facebook and stuff like that. So, but if you go follow me on my YouTube, Zip My Motivation, you'll be able to see kind of like exclusive late night podcasts that I do, which is fun and entertaining. So I've been talking about like a little series of how we're going into 2024, just like with our boundaries, with our mindset correct, you know, like with everything being everything, or at least try, because I know nobody's perfect and the world is not perfect. So, but at least trying to go into 2024 with a better mindset and trying to accomplish some goals. So, y'all know I'm not a woman who's going to keep you long, and I just like to get to the point. So, I have a guest tonight, a special guest. His name is Alex, and he is the founder of Mass Consulting. Y'all know I don't tell people business, so I'm gonna let him tell his own business, which is always fun. So you get to really know and get the information firsthand. So I am going to bring up Alex now. Hello, how you doing, Alex?
Hey, Damasha, thanks for having me.
Of course, of course, of course. So tell me about this Mass Consulting. What is this? What is this?
Yeah. So first, I'll go back just a little bit about me. So I grew up in Illinois, went to college. One of my big dreams was always to play college baseball. Since I was little, I was always working towards that. And my dad, he was an athlete in college, and that really kind of motivated me. So kind of everything growing up at a young age was revolved around baseball, athletics, sports, working out. So, and I didn't know until probably about 14, 15 years old where I really had a good shot of kind of playing baseball in college. But the thing that was really challenging for me was school. I wasn't really good in school. I was diagnosed with a learning disability when I was younger. So things in school kind of just came a lot harder for me. So it was, I had to work extra hard in school. Right. I had different accommodations, things like that. Getting pulled out of the classroom to take tests, just the typical accommodations in school. So I had to really just understand that that was a challenging piece for me that was going to hold me back if I really did want to play baseball in college. So I just had to work really hard, and I was blessed to have really good parents that kind of put me in the right position. They put the right resources around me, right, so that I could get the support I needed in school to also kind of push me forward in baseball. Because that was always kind of that came easy to me until I got to college, and I was able to accomplish that goal. But
right,
that's so, school. Go ahead.
So even with your learning disability, you were still able to go to college and soar through that.
Yes, exactly. Wow. With a lot of hard work and determination. So yeah, I had a teacher when I was about 13 years old. She said, oh, college is going to look a lot different for you, Alex. A lot of the teachers said that, like, I wasn't even going to be able to go to college. I would have had to go to a community college. And I always wanted to go to a four-year school. I wanted to be on a scholarship, play baseball. That was always my dream. So yeah, I was able to accomplish that. But it took years of really just kind of pushing really hard and understanding some of my shortcomings, but not letting that hold me back.
Hinder you. Right. Now that's a story within itself, you know, especially with people telling you like, basically like, oh no, you need to figure something else out because college is not where you're going to go. That's crazy. So, but exactly. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it definitely fired me up and motivated me. I had to learn, I think, younger than a lot of kids, just different challenges, different things that I had to learn from, which I think in hindsight really kind of helped me where I'm at today. So I mean, I'll speed up a little bit, and I ended up going to a school in Wisconsin, way up north, University of Wisconsin Stout, and I played baseball there for 4 years. And then I got a business degree. I started in supply chain, transitioned to business. And yeah, really, I was able to kind of live out my dream of being a college athlete. One of the first in my family, and had the support of my all my family. And I was able to kind of live that dream for 4 years and still get an education. So yeah, but really, kind of like where the Mejez Consulting comes in, was I still obviously struggled a lot in school, even in college. What really kind of interested me was just the process of finding jobs, seeking out mentorship and different guidance through the university. I didn't get a lot of support, really, not even just in general, like with some of my like learning disability issues, but also just finding jobs. The career services was a little challenging for me to really kind of connect and get the things I needed in college. I just kind of had to learn a lot of the things on my own, how to interview, how to find companies, find jobs. So my senior year, I had two really good internships. I relocated to Colorado for 8 months for an internship, and I had a lot of good experience, got out of college with no job lined up, no nothing. I spent about 9 months really just figuring out what exactly, like what do I really want. I knew I wanted to be in business. I wanted to have a career in business, but also one day open up my own business. But I was fortunate to finally get my first position out of college down in Tampa, Florida, and started in like business development and sales. But really, that just it interests me a lot, like how many college students, young professionals, with a degree or without a degree, that are struggling to get that guidance and mentorship, to find positions, and really just to help them in life, really.
It's
so
absolutely the truth. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that until I was in the position myself. So
a master's degree. Like, I have a master's degree in education. And so I could go to the school and be a teacher or, you know, something like that. But it's more profitable for me to start my own. It was more profitable to start my own business, you know, than to try to go into a company, because even with the master's degree, they still give you a hard time. Like, oh, well, you need experience in this and this and this. And how am I going to get the experience? Nobody gives me a job.
Exactly. You got to get a chance. Somebody's got to give you a chance. Right. And it's tough. It's like, yeah, that was the thing for me. Nobody was giving me the chance. Even with the degree, and like, I was always like a really good communicator, but I knew I was doing something wrong. So I really kind of understood, like, I had to find ways to get into the companies different. So I started really focusing on building like my online presence, building my brand, connecting with other young professionals, people with businesses, people that are well into their career. And that just kind of wiggled my way in. Full circle. I work in IT project management now. I've been out of school 2 years, and I've doubled my salary, like well over $80,000 of a salary increase from one job, just from things that I've learned on my own, networking, communicating with companies. So that's really just kind of what I'm teaching, is those skills, and definitely looking to kind of grow in different areas too within the business, helping more like with mindset, helping college athletes as well, things that I've learned. So it's been fun.
With your consulting company, the consulting that you do is helping other people get to that level where you are now, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So primarily we're focused on helping like young professionals navigate that process, either looking for internships or full-time jobs, but also to helping them think bigger, helping them with their mindset, helping them think, you know, you're more than just your job or your position or your title. So kind of helping that too. That's more of like the one-on-one coaching that goes into those services. So.
Okay, so like, it's more like so if someone like me wanted to get involved, how would I get involved? Like, how would I be able to get in contact with you and say, hey, look, I don't know what I need, but I need something.
So we do, we have like 30 to 45 minute free discovery calls where we really just understand what you're trying to accomplish. Are you looking for a job? Are you looking, you know, for a higher salary? Do you not like the people you work with, or are you really just struggling and you had a place in your life where you just need an extra support system? So we do all that. We kind of break it down and understand exactly what you're looking for, and then kind of build a plan around that. So that's kind of how I've really been able to connect with a lot of college students, young professionals. Just, I think it's easier too to relate to them just because I'm 24 still. So I'm closer in age to them.
So do you go out to like the different colleges within the community and just kind of talk about what you do? So that, or like to career services and kind of talk about what you do so that they know exactly like where you are.
Exactly. So that was one of the first things I did when I moved down to Tampa, was really start connecting with people that lived here, that went to UT, USF, and I started reaching out to the program directors there. And now I have a pretty good relationship with the entrepreneur program director at USF. So that's actually one of my big goals in the next few months, is start putting on workshops on campuses and really kind of continue to build a relationship with those universities. Because I mean, in hindsight, career services is there to help. They're a great resource. But I think any one-on-one assistance you can provide is really great as well. So,
okay. And so you talked about mindset, and I know like my mindset is like my thing, you know, that's like my favorite thing. So I always want to talk about mindset. So where, like, I'm getting out of college, I'm 20 years old. I'm getting out of college and like my mind is all over the place. How would you all support me in getting my mind, you know, like, cause I have a degree in business, but I don't know what I want to do, you know, so how would you all support me with that?
Yeah. So that's the biggest thing is I focus on finding strengths. So like finding your strengths and finding what you're good at. Right. So for me, it was always, I really enjoyed being a part of a team, obviously just playing baseball my whole life. I was always around other people, always trying to accomplish a similar or the same goal. So that teamwork, that was always something I really enjoyed. So I was always looking for positions where I could kind of utilize those skills. Right. And now that's kind of what I'm doing now. I'm a project manager in the IT space. So I manage a team and I have people under me, things like that. So I really just help people understand like what are they good at, what are their strengths, and what are they really passionate about. I think that's the most important thing, because if you're not passionate about what you're doing, then it's going to be really, really hard to learn the skills. I don't really like to focus a lot on weaknesses. I know some people focus on that. They try to improve their weaknesses, but I think if you can just get good at one or two things and you enjoy doing it, then everything else just kind of falls into place, and it helps you kind of get back on track and narrow things, put things more in a narrow line.
Of course. Now, what if, would this be something that you would offer to a high school student as well? Like maybe like a, you know, junior, senior area?
Yeah. So I've started to explore that option, just because there are different packages and different services. Obviously, we wouldn't be charging as much for a high school student. But definitely that's something I've explored. I think right now, the way that like I can see that going is really just connecting with the parents, building relationships with them and kind of letting them know I'm in the community, I'm providing value, I work with the colleges, things like that. So yeah, that's definitely something that I've been considering, because I think the biggest thing is too, is like, you don't really need to go to college to be successful nowadays too. I know that's a pretty controversial topic.
It's a controversy. But I'm saying as well too.
Exactly. Yeah. So like if I could help a college or a high school student thinking about going to college, but you know, they might financially not be in the right spot. That's something I'm definitely passionate about too. So
That's awesome. So if it's not a problem, about like a ballpark range, how much does something like this cost? Like I'm a college student and I'm like, hey, I'm about to call Mass Consulting and get my 30-minute discovery. Like, am I going to be like, oh no, that discovery didn't go well? So what does something like this cost?
Yeah. So right now, so I started just like on the one-on-one coaching, and that was more of like an hourly rate. And then we transition more to like monthly packages. But now we're kind of building out more of like a, like almost like a staffing agency model as well. So that's another option. So, and that's more specific to really finding the candidate a position. So that's our number one goal. We guarantee it, like we write in the contract, we guarantee we'll find you a job in 90 days. And we basically, we have a small little marketing team that goes out and finds a job. So we take like a percentage of their salary in the back end. Typically it's anywhere between like 8 to 15%. If they go that route, and that's usually paid out, like not all at once. Usually that's like 6 to 12 months. Or we'll do like the one-on-one coaching, which is anywhere between like $300 to $500 a month. And that just includes like the one-on-one services, job prep, interview prep, things like that. And then we do hourly as well, if that, if that's something that they want to, pursue too.
I did not go to an interview prep until I was an adult. It was crazy. I never did that before. I had applied for a position and they had their, I guess like their staffing person call before. And so he was like, he's like, I'm about to do an interview prep with you. So I want you to get prepared for this interview. And I was thinking like, I know how to interview, you know what I'm saying? But it was awesome because he taught me things that I really did not know and I really did not think about. You know what I'm saying? During an interview, like how you sit, what you say, your eye contact. And even if, because now almost, well, most of the interviews are online. So he was teaching me more of the aspect of an online interview, you know, like how to dress and make sure you're in the camera, such and such and such. And then you mentioned resume. So do you all have a resume writer or someone that will support that person with getting that resume done?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So we have two people that's on my team that they basically, they'll take the resume. We have resume builders. So we'll throw it in like a template and basically generate them a whole new resume. And they'll go through that. At first I was, that was completely free, but then I realized the hard way that I needed to start charging for that. So, yeah, that's definitely, cause we, they take time, they'll take a couple of days and really go through and make it specific, and tailor it to companies that the candidate is, it is targeting. So, yeah, that's a huge service, that we have now. So,
I know you say you have packages, but per se, I was listening to this and I was like, man, I need a new job and I need a resume writer. You know what I'm saying? So do you do single things too? Like, okay. So you do the single.
So typically like our three biggest services are the job search assistant, more of like the professional branding, personal LinkedIn, that's another leg. And then like the interview, job prep, or resume. And we kind of have them broken down in three. And then obviously the staffing model where we place you in a job, everything is kind of lumped into that. So it's just really depending on, if you need one little specific service, like we have a client, like we'll work with her for a month, just building out her LinkedIn, helping her optimize that. And that's all she really wants at this time. So we can get really specific. Yeah.
I like it. I have another question. I always have a lot of questions, but sometimes people don't understand what, you know, like if you have to break it down. So you said before that connecting them with jobs, like you said in your contract, it says, you know, like we'll support you in getting a job in 90 days. Okay. So what kind of companies are you guys working with currently, if you can say?
Yeah, I'll give you a couple, some of the bigger ones. So we've placed a few people at BMO Harris, a couple of the big national banks. So a few Fortune 500 companies, a lot of tech companies, just because that's my experience, my background. And then two of the people on our team are also they're developers, software engineers. So a lot of Fortune 500, like tech IT startups, things like that. So those are typically it really like a lot of the candidates that come to us for those services, they're just in desperate need of a job. So our goal is really just to make sure that their resume and their value is being portrayed in the best possible way, to those companies. But we'll do, we have like a tracker, a company tracker list. So we'll put their priority, like what's their top companies, what they're looking for, salary, and we'll basically provide it, break it up and provide it to them. So they know exactly what, who we're targeting for them.
Yes, I like it. I like it. I think that is a really good thing that y'all have going on. I honestly do. There used to be a lot of companies like that, but I see they kind of died out a little bit.
Yeah.
You do have, you know, like they have like little things on Fiverr and stuff, but you're not really sure, you know, what you're getting when you get those different things. Cause I've heard people get some messed up stuff. So, you know, yep. I think it's cool that you do a 30-minute consulting to see even if that person needs your support or they need a package or anything like that. So mm-hmm. I know this is like the big question for people that are watching, especially college students. Do you all do payment plans?
Yes, definitely. So, yeah. So like I said, if they choose the staffing model route, then we take the percentage of their salary and that's paid out usually in 12 months. But we've extended that too. We're really flexible with extending that. But in terms of just like the one-on-one coaching, there's also payment plans for that as well. They don't have to pay it all up front. It's just really kind of where it's more about building the relationship. That's why like sometimes I'll do a couple like discovery calls. Right. Just to understand, you know, are they really in need of services? Can I really help them and provide value to them now? Right. Or maybe it's not a good time. Maybe in 8 to 12 months, they'll be in a better spot. So I've learned that kind of early on, just the relationship, taking time to build that is important. So then I can really understand maybe they're financially not in the right spot. So maybe not to push them a certain direction. So.
True. Mm-hmm. Where do you see the company like in the next, I'm not going to even say 5 years because years go by so fast. Like in the next 3 years, where do you see the company headed?
Yeah. So I want to be like a full blown staffing agency model. Mm-hmm. But I still want to have the career coaching, that one-on-one personalization to the business. Right. But I really want to special like in young professionals, people that are struggling. They might have experience like I did. Few internships, but they just don't know how to get in with companies and they don't know how to network.
Right.
I really want to specialize in that, but have it more of a staffing agency where we can guarantee you a job. As long as, you know, you're willing to work hard. And, so that's really where I see it. I'm still building out, teams. Like I have a few recruiters, marketing people on our team that are helping us kind of go out and find positions. And then for me, I'm still learning a lot about the branding, building the brand, because it's very unique. Yeah. So that's what I'm still learning a little bit about that. LinkedIn has always been kind of like the bread and butter for me. But now I'm starting to transition to Instagram. So ideally I'd like to have a bigger presence on there.
Right. Social media is like, I don't know. You got to have a big presence. Like I have a brand. So, and I do this weird thing where I just disappear for a while, but thank goodness I've been doing it for a long time. And people know like, okay, well, we can't see her on no other. We're going to see her every Tuesday doing this podcast, you know? So that's major for me. I think TikTok right now is probably still one of the fastest moving, things because I see people go from 400 followers to 9,000 followers, famous on the radio, you know, like, and I'm like, man, I've been following them since they had 400 followers. That's crazy. So that's awesome. Yeah. Well, there was something else that you wanted to share. I think you wrote it in the message that you sent me and I forgot what I did with the message. But I know we talked about baseball. There was something else, though.
I think it might have been mindset. Something related to mindset.
I think it was something related to mindset. So, let me go back to baseball. So, you only play baseball in college, right?
Yeah. So, I played baseball and basketball growing up, but baseball was the only sport in college.
Okay. Now, do you coach baseball or no? Is that something that you would think about doing?
Yeah. So that's always been my dream is to coach, obviously my kids one day. I started doing it once I graduated and I realized, it wasn't like, I wasn't in the right space. I needed a couple years away from baseball to really devote coaching and playing again. So,
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood. Well, if that was something that you were passionate about, I know, like, I work with a lot of kids, and so a lot of young kids want to do certain things, right? Mm-hmm. But they feel like they don't have the mind to do them, or they don't feel like they know anything about them. So, baseball seems to be one of those sports for them. Like, I want to play baseball, but I don't know how to hit the ball with the bat, you know? Yeah. So that's why I asked if you coach, because it's always mm-hmm. like, oh, Mr. Marshall, I want to be a baseball player. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, you can mm-hmm. find basketball coaches and football coaches, and you can find baseball coaches too. But sometimes kids need that younger, you know what I'm saying?
To them. 100%. Yeah, one of my biggest, I consider him one of my biggest mentors. His name was Greg Shane. He was one of my big influences growing up. So he was one of my coaches. So, and I was like probably 8 years old, 8 to 12, that window. So he had more of an impact on me, I think, than probably any teacher.
Right.
So it's just, yeah, it's interesting.
Seemed like he was on your level.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your story. I think it's awesome going from having a learning disability to being like this big boss in like IT. You got your own consulting company. And so with all of this, we talked about what's your, you know, like in the next 3 years, where do you see yourself in business? But where do you see yourself in the next 3 years? Just you as a person.
Yeah, the biggest thing is always the personal development, like always continuing to learn. For me, it's just providing value to others. Like, I know it's cliche, but like, that's what I really enjoy. That's something that's always helped me get to the next level in my short life, is when somebody else kind of provided value in some way or another, whether that was a friend, a coach, a teacher, my parents. So really just providing value to others. And I think the more I've done that the last few years, the more opportunities have come my way, unselfishly. So, that's kind of where I want to see myself, is continuing to provide value through my business, my career. I'm really big into fitness too. So helping anybody, you know, kind of navigate that process. That's really where kind of I see myself. And then the continuous learning, huge into like podcasts and books. So definitely love kind of speaking engagements like this too. So kind of doing more of those, running workshops and events.
Right.
That's always been my goal. Even in about a year, that's what I really want to be consistently doing. So
that's awesome. That is awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, if people want to find you and they want to get a consultation, how would they do that? How would they connect with you?
Yeah. So, my Instagram, that's probably the quickest way. It's just Mayhez Consulting, at Mayhez Consulting, or my website, www.mayhezconsulting.com. Basically all my social media handles are off the website. And also too, I'm on Facebook and then LinkedIn as well. So, that would be these. We have a YouTube channel too as well, but that's pretty much just recycled TikToks and Instagram posts from from our brand.
Right. Great. So on ZipMap Motivation, I always ask the guests to, I was putting in the chat at Mass Consulting on all platforms, but I was making sure I was putting everything right.
Yeah.
But I always ask the guests to leave the people with like some kind of positive message or quote or something that you found to be significant in your building. Because you said you were 24. You say you're 24.
24. Yep.
Yeah, 24. You got a lot of major stuff going on. So just something to motivate the people.
Yeah. I would say the biggest thing for me is you're not defined by your shortcomings or your weaknesses. I would say that's the biggest thing. Don't let your weaknesses define you. Use it to fuel you and use it to motivate you.
Right.
Because it's there for a reason, whatever that is. And that can ultimately, it can hurt you or it can help you. And I think it's in hindsight, you really realize where your weaknesses and shortcomings, they really are there to get you to the next level. So that's the biggest thing, I would say.
True. I like that. I like that because I don't think people take that perspective on that your weaknesses are there to help you get to the next level. We may consider them as weaknesses, but it's just who you are. You know what I'm saying? And you can use them as a major tool to grow and still be successful and then share your story with someone who may have the same things going on and feel like they can't go further, you know?
Exactly. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming on the show. You are welcome to come back. And when you start your own podcast, please have me as a guest.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'd be more than happy.
Truth. Anything else you would like to share before we get out of here?
No, I appreciate you having me. And yeah, I definitely like to keep in touch if I can help you in any way.
Well, I'll probably see you at some of the I can never say all the
YEA. Yep.
Yes. Every time they have an event, it's like on a Tuesday and I have my show.
Yep.
So sometimes they have it on a Thursday, then it's like I got like photos to do or I gotta do flyers or something crazy. So I'm like, I'm gonna make it to one of these things.
I gotta work with Brock to get a weekend or something event.
Yeah, we gotta do like a weekend, give us a weekend, like a Friday, Saturday. A Friday will work, but like a Saturday or something would be great. A couple of hours. So, but I definitely appreciate you, and to everybody else, thank you all for tuning in. Get in touch with Alex. He has a great company. If you didn't hear what he does, go back and listen, because this could be really something that will be impactful for your life. If you need resumes, if you need support with support in finding jobs, if you just need someone to help you figure out all those thoughts in your head about having a career, that's what they're going to do. So get in tune with the people that can support you and help you in the area so you can go further. We don't have to stay back anymore. We can go further. So I appreciate you. Thank you again, Alex, for coming on the show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And good night.
Thank you.